Pipeline opponents say the U.S. government does not yet have all the information it needs to issue a federal permit. The route is not yet settled in Nebraska, and the Canadian National Energy Board is conducting an investigation into TransCanada's safety record. Robin Martinez is an attorney for Dakota Rural Action.
With that degree of uncertainty that is out there, these proceedings are a huge waste of everybody's time, energy, and effort.
Martinez asked the PUC to delay the May hearings for the sake of judicial economy.
Not only for the interveners, the money that we've had to spend getting expert witnesses, the money that we're going to have to spend to get a lot of people in town next month for these hearings, but for TransCanada as well, and for you as members of the commission.
Opponents, including the Indigenous Environmental Network and Rosebud, Standing Rock, and Cheyenne River Sioux tribes, say the South Dakota process has been scheduled at a pace that doesn't allow them to fully develop the record and put together sufficient evidence. But TransCanada lawyer James Moore says South Dakota issued a permit 4 years ago, even though the federal process was ongoing.
This process has taken a great deal of time. This permit was granted 4 years ago. This docket started in September. It's on track to be concluded in about a year. That is not a hasty proceeding. That is a thoughtful, deliberate, considerate proceeding.
Moore says the PUC can consider the Canadian allegations for itself rather than waiting for that investigation to play out. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.